Chapter 8.
We did not trust the Chekku completely, of course, and took the Desert Jewel to a neutral planet to have the ship scanned for tracking devices and the computers swept for worms and other malignant code. I was as relieved as I was happy when the scans returned clean and we could return to the Alliance without worrying about an Imperial spy lodged among our new allies. For the moment. The fleet still hid in Orto-Plutonia's system, the ships looking like tiny pieces of lint on a black blanket as we approached. Leia was happy to hear of our safe return, and while Admiral Ackbar was somewhat disappointed to learn that Fex was wholly unsuited for a base, he was definitely encouraged to hear that we had upgraded the Desert Jewel and tested our new contacts on Rhodia at the same time. He and Leia joined Nikari and me in a briefing room on the Promise, along with R2-D2 and C-3PO.
"We now have a contact for you on Dinan," Ackbar said. "A Kupoan who occasionally does contract work for the Bothan Spinet and others runs a small noodle hut as a front for her intelligence services. It gives her a reliable location for meetings and the opportunity to conduct operations in an important section of Dinan under cover of food delivery. She was the one that the cryptographer used to smuggle out a message to us. You will visit her when you arrive and order something strange. C-3PO, what was it they were supposed to order?"
"It was the Corellian buckwheat noodles with rancor sauce, sir."
"Rancor sauce?"
Ackbar shuddered, and the folds of flesh around his mouth flapped audibly.
"So glad I don't have to eat that."
Nikari blanched.
"I didn't even know that was a thing anybody ever thought of making. We don't have to eat it, do we?"
"No, just order it," Leia said with a smile. "That will let your contact know we sent you."
"Her name is Saket,"
Ackbar continued.
"She'll have files for you and scouting reports on the target. It'll be up to you to formulate an extraction strategy from there."
"Where do we take her once we get off planet?"
Nikari asked. She'd missed that part of the previous briefing on the mission.
"She wants to be taken to Omarith," Ackbar said.
He clicked a button on a remote, and a holo hummed to life, a full-color high-resolution display of a blue world dotted with small beaded strings of land.
"It's a water planet and sparsely populated. Archipelagos of forested islands, and an eccentric destination for those who wish to escape the bustle of the galaxy."
"He means it's popular among suicidal anglers," Leia explained. "There are huge hungry things in the oceans there."
Nikari flicked a finger at the hollow.
"Why that planet? It's nothing like the given homeworld."
"That might be the basis of its appeal," Leia said. "We are arranging to have her family meet her there. She will work for the Alliance where the Empire won't be looking."
"Do we have a name for the target yet?" I asked.
"Yes. Drusil Bafforin. She'll be heavily guarded."
Ackbar paused and swung his giant eyes back and forth between my face and the Kari's.
"You might have to take care of those guards."
Euphemisms for murder make me uncomfortable, but I have always found that one especially disturbing, since killing someone is the opposite of caring for them. Nikari, however, had no such qualms. She nodded and said,
"I'm okay with that."